Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are there things you've been holding back because of these injuries?
Certainly. But it's not just the injuries. If you're coaching and you're seeing around corners, certainly one injury doesn't get you off your game, and two, better not. But it's the injuries coupled with the fact that the players themselves are new in general. As I mentioned last week, man, all four of the secondary guys in that second ball game for us were new to the Pittsburgh Steelers. We got some new people. We got some attrition. You're doing what's appropriate when you take the game schematically to those that are playing. But I imagine the more we play, the more stadiums we step into, the less that discussion is significant, the more we're going to be able to expand our menu and do more things, and they be able to communicate and communicate with great fluidity and understand how we go about our business.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Mike Tomlin saying that because of the injuries, because of all the new guys on the back end, that the Steelers have been fairly vanilla on defense. And they played five guys in the secondary against Seattle, none of whom had played for the Steelers before this year. And then they played six guys in the secondary against New England that had yet to be Steelers. Look, there are excuses and there are reasons, and we know that Vrabel thought that the Steelers' defense was predictable. And you watch on third downs. I mean, there's a lot of predictability there. Do you buy the new guy thing? Do you buy the injury thing?
Yes, because that goes hand in hand with one guy. And I think it would look way different if that one guy was there, because he was the only staple that was really a general in the back end for the Steelers, and that's Deshaun Elliott. Like, if he was healthy and there was new guys, like, he can get guys lined up because he knows the defense. You know, and he played at a high level within this defense last year. Whether he played strong safety or free safety, whatever, doesn't matter. He's on the back end. He's a general. I think if he was still healthy, that this would look a lot different, because he could be the guy that understands what is being told to him, what type of defense, you know, Terrell Austin and Mike Tomlin want to be run on the field. Now you have Juan Thornhill, you have Chuck Clark, you have Jalen Ramsey, you got Darius Slay, you have Echols.
Jabril Peppers.
Like, those guys don't understand really probably the ins and outs of what the defense really is trying to accomplish here in Pittsburgh. So I do buy it.
I think that explains the touchdown the Jets scored that was the same one the Seattle scored. You know, different defenses are going to have different rules, blah, 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 right? What drives me nuts is when guys like Peyton Wilson don't know what the hell they're doing. And Patrick Queen. And I'm sure it's all connected, and the knee bone is connected to the... I don't know enough about bones, it dawns on me.
To the shin? Maybe.
Yeah. Head, shoulders, knees, toes, whatever. Like, I understand, like, that could be... You know, linebackers could have problems communicating if the secondary's not doing what they're supposed to do, and it's tough to always discern what the issue is. If they are dumbing it down, I would like to see less breakdowns.
Yeah.
Like, that's... Like, we talk about... Rodgers in game one in the big time throws. Like, you don't always need to make big time throws. And I'm trying to think back over the couple of games here, and like, I do think that Drake May played well. He wasn't fitting the ball into a lot of tight windows because he didn't have to.
Right.
There are guys that were open, particularly on those third downs. So my hope would be, like we talked about with the running game, and perhaps they'll change some things there. It's a theory you have that I think is a good one. Hopefully after the bye week, you got a couple of weeks, you're going to get bodies healthy. It looks like Deshaun Elliott's probably going to play in this game. I don't know about JPJ. They might wait because it's a hammy until after the bye week. But you got 2 weeks. I would hope to see a lot less miscommunication issues after that point.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a realistic expectation.
Yeah.
And they didn't play a lot in the preseason. And like Jalen Ramsey, brand new when he walked in. Like he had practice with the Steelers. His first practice, his first time as a Steeler was training camp. I'm willing to give a little bit of grace, so long as you're winning more games than you're losing. You start losing games because of it,
right?
And you're sitting there at 500, under 500, well, then I'm going to get pissed, if that makes sense.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.